Morning, Mr. Ninkovich. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. I know Bill Belichick preaches kind of level-headed, you know, flat-line response to everything, doesn't want you to get too high with a win, certainly not too low with a loss. But I got to ask you, what does a convincing win like Monday night over a quality team like Houston do for the collective psyche of a football team, Rob?
I think that, last week obviously was, it was a great win for us. And, we knew everybody was watching and it was going to be a big game. So I think we were pretty confident that, we prepared well for that week. The one thing that we really have to do is just move on from it because, it's not going to help you now. So you learn from it, obviously. We know that if we, work hard all week and all three phases are working together, we're going to be a pretty tough team. So I think that, we learned from it, that knowing that if we can play like that every week, we're going to be pretty tough.
Yeah, we had Doc Rivers on yesterday, and he was talking about that. And he said because he was speaking with Belichick on the sidelines before, and I said he looked very relaxed, Belichick did, prior to the game. He said, yeah, it was almost like you knew you had studied so much, you knew the answers to the test before you took the test, that you were confident that you were going to get it right. Is that about right? Is that about how it felt going into that game?
I think that we all felt pretty good about it. We had extra couple days just to prepare, and everyone was, ready to roll. So, I think that we did learn a good lesson there in that, if we prepare well, if we prepare like that every week, we're going to be pretty good. So, that's just one of those things where, you have the answers to the test, you're going to do that much better. So, we were pretty excited about that game, and, you got to be excited about this game too.
Tom Brady said after the Thanksgiving game he had a little time and he reviewed the Niners film and got a look at them early because of this short week. When did you start looking at the Niners and what do you think?
I've seen them a few games throughout the year, obviously, and they've had some games on TV and I've been able to watch them. But, right after last week, I watched a bunch of tape, a couple games. I watched the new quarterback just to kind of see the things that they've changed since he's been in there. And, they're a good team. Obviously, they're one of the best in the NFL right now. So, they're doing everything right. So we got to make sure that we're definitely on top of our game.
Do you look at both Alex Smith and Kaepernick film in the eventuality that either one gets in there?
Yeah. Well, you watched the game with Smith just to see, obviously the changes in their offense.
Who's better?
What's that?
Who's better?
And they're both good quarterbacks. Obviously, they're both in the NFL and they're both starters. So, they're both good.
What's the difference on film? What do you see that's different?
Obviously, number 7 is a little bit more mobile. He can get out of trouble with his legs. And, I think he has 2 50-yard runs.
Right.
So, you definitely have to be aware of him on the field, running the ball and, using that pistol look offense.
It must do your heart good to know and see and feel the results of this defense improving week by week. In your mind, Rob, what's been the catalyst that's had this defense rise up and get better and play better in the last 4 or 5 weeks?
I think it's just everyone coming together. And I've been saying it since week 2, week 3, week 4, that every week we're going to get better and we're going to improve. And, it just takes a little time to, for everyone to mold together. And I think that we've done a great job of, just going through the year, looking at the tape, seeing the things that we haven't been doing so well at and improving on those things. So, again, early in the year, I think we let up some yards that you probably want to have back, but, at the end of the day, we're leading the league in turnover ratio, and that's one of the most important parts of the game.
All right, Rob, good luck Sunday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Rob Ninkovich with Dennis and Callahan. Our conversation with Rob is brought to you by Lunch Dates and by Barmakian Jewelers. He joins us on the AT&T Hotline.